Members of the business community in Florida recently traveled to Washington, D.C. to push for climate legislation, including a cap on carbon pollution and a market to trade emissions. They have joined with other businesses across the state to form the Florida Business Network for a Clean Energy Economy. Susan Glickman with Natural Resources Defense Council says their goal is to lobby Florida's U.S. senators to support climate and energy legislation.
The main principle is a constraint on carbon that sends a price signal, and that's the regulatory driver that's going to sort of unleash this clean energy economy.
According to the president of Cambion Hospitality Hotels, Brian Scheinblum, the urgency of passing climate legislation is especially profound in Florida.
We don't do things for climate protection, this industry is going to continue to struggle more. I mean, if you look at the data that's out there, parts of South Florida and other parts of Florida are going to be underwater in 20 years. We need to protect the environment that we have, and we need to make sure that we maintain the jobs and grow the jobs that we have already.
Mark Milligan, the president of the forestry services company Landmark Systems, says his clients would be helped by getting certainty in the carbon market.
We're not really advocating one way or the other, you know, whether there's a huge problem with greenhouse gases. There's a lot of, concern on both sides of that issue, and some legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. But what we're really advocating is, particularly with EPA's endangerment finding, that something is going to get done, and we would certainly rather see it through a market-based approach rather than through the heavy base or the heavy hand of government.
Santiago Cueto is the founder of the Cueto Law Group in South Florida. He says carbon credits represent a $150 billion market worldwide. Cueto thinks his firm is the first business to accept payments in carbon credits.
So in my case, it's the payment of legal services. And, after the Copenhagen conference in December, I began to view carbon credits as being a viable currency, you know, tradable on the open market. And why not use that as a currency to transact business? And I think I represent what's possible on the revenue side of the cap and trade legislation is enacted.